Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Hello.
Welcome to We Stand Together, an academic pop culture symposium. We are the professors of pop culture.
Ooh, so true. I'm Caitlin Bitsagai.
I'm Lauren Brickman. And you know we're smart people, but you know we're going to be talking dumb topics.
It's the only thing we know how to do.
Truly. I have no other skills.
Yes, except that you are currently a college professor.
Yes, but I still... It's true. Yeah, they just keep letting me back in classrooms.
We love it.
It's pretty wild. I do think a couple of my colleagues listen to this show, and I'm sure each week when I can't believe I still have a job and I know a few of my colleagues are listening, they're probably also like, yeah, we also are surprised.
Yeah, they're like, huh, those emails just really don't go anywhere, feels like. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dean is not hearing our pleas.
Yeah, sorry about it. But you know what? That's not what we're here. We're not here to talk about the confusing nature that is my academic career. We're here to talk about stanning.
That's so true.
Caitlin, what are you stanning this week?
Okay. I have been reading this book called Unsinkable by Debbie Reynolds. It's Debbie Reynolds' second memoir.
Wow.
Can't recommend it enough. Kooky stuff happens to her. So much fun. A big part of it is her trying to find a home for her vast Hollywood memorabilia collection, which included the subway dress worn by Marilyn Monroe. Ultimately, sadly, she has to auction some of it. And it's a huge auction. And at one point, she just gets tired of being at this auction and leaves and goes to Cheesecake Factory. And I was like, wow, relatable. Relatable content from Debbie Reynolds. She spends the morning of 9/11 with Elizabeth Taylor, the woman who famously stole her husband. So many things happen. And I'm not even finished yet. Can't recommend Debbie Reynolds.
Wow. I love that. I can't wait. I've been enjoying the little bits and pieces I've gotten from you as you've been reading it.
Yes.
I can't wait to dive in. But, you know, this week I wasn't reading.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't. You know, I was binge watching another show.
Oh, my gosh. How?
You know, famously, I'm not feeling very well today. Could be because I don't sleep. I just stay up all night watching television.
Well, the medical science surrounding whether you actually need sleep or not is pretty inconclusive, I think.
My body is starting to shut down, and I think I need to start sleeping. I think the science is in. But did I stay up last night and binge watch all of season 3 of Glow Up on Netflix? I sure did. And I am obsessed, as I have been with the previous seasons. Glow Up is so good. If you're not watching it, Glow Up is a British reality show that is on Netflix, and it's all about makeup artists, and it's so fun because each episode there's like a quick challenge that's like, mm-hmm. and they're usually, what I love about it is that like they're competing for like real clout and real jobs. Like they get to like get a look on Pose, or they get to have a look on, you'll love this, Caitlin, The Crown. Like they're competing for like really cool prizes. Yeah. The Crown was featured on this show. So, and right. the makeup artist was everything you would think the makeup artist for The Crown would be. It's just so great. But then they have like a bigger project that they have like some time to like really prepare for and prep and plan. But then at the end of every episode, two people have to face off against each other in like a technical challenge. And the judges, Dominic Skinner and Val Garland, the way they look over the shoulders of these four contestants during that final moment. But my favorite part is this season. I need to go back and watch the last seasons because I don't remember this happening. But this season, I feel like Val is always on the verge of tears when she's telling people it's time to go home. And I feel like this is new. I didn't pick up on it the last time. But anyways, it is so quirky. It is so British. And it is so pretty to look at. So everybody go binge watch Glow Up.
Convinced me.
It was great. I love it. I do have to go back and watch the finale one more time because I did fall asleep during the finale because it was very, very wee hours in the morning when I finally stopped watching. But yeah, that's what I'm standing this week.
Wow. Well, you know what else I stand? You know who else I stand?
This week's guest.
Please welcome to We Stand Together, Nathan Pearson.
Ding dong. Hello. Ding dong, girls. Ding dong.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. We have a Glow Up fan in the house. I love it.
I had to keep my mouth shut while you were talking about Glow Up because I just turned it off to start doing this recording with you both. I am obsessed with Glow Up. Don't spoil it. I haven't finished. I'm obsessed with Glow Up, and I call it Glow Up because a lot of them, like, they say Glow Up. They're like, oh, Glow Up is such a cool show. And so everyone's like, what are you doing, Nathan? I'm like, I'm watching Glow Up. And they're like, what are you doing? And wow, it makes me so happy. I don't know anyone else who watches the show.
I watch it, and I know friend of the show, Chris Burns, is a big stan too. Fat Carrie Bradshaw does love it. I'm obsessed. I'm absolutely obsessed. It's so pretty to look at. And I just love how British they all are.
It's really great. I simply stan.
Wow.
But thank you for having me. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Wow. We're so happy to have you here. You know, shockingly, though, we're not here to only talk about makeup on reality TV. We're actually here to talk about a place where you've been thriving recently, and that is TikTok.
Oh, girls, here we go.
Now, you know, not to brag or anything, but Kate, we always like to share some credentials about why we feel we're authorized to talk about a topic. And this week, I am proud to share a joint credit because Caitlin and I, we share a TikTok account. We share a TikTok account like a creepy married couple with no boundaries. And I think that's important for our listeners to know because it's definitely deepened our friendship and our artistic bond because I now intimately know what Caitlin scrolls through. I see what she saves. I see what she watches and vice versa.
Right.
And there are obvious holes we both fall into. And then there are places where we really diverge as humans.
There is a funny thing, though, where sometimes I'll like something because I want to save it. Mm-hmm. And find it again, not because I really like it, but there's no way to communicate that to you other than like actually texting you that, which seems extra. But yeah, I've wanted to do it. I want to be like, I don't like this. I just want to save the sound, just so you know.
Well, I love that TikTok, the algorithm of TikTok is so strong that it like puts you in a specific category. It knows what kind of videos you like, but I haven't heard of two people sharing one. So I feel like that's probably like a window into your friendship. Like watch these TikToks to understand who we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a pair.
I also have another one, but I've never posted on it. But that was when I first got on TikTok. I had my own account, or I still have it, I guess. And I think being a white person over 35, they give you the absolute craziest content. It's all like custody battles that are happening in Nebraska.
What? See, that's something I've never seen on TikTok.
There's tons of custody stuff.
It's like, and I don't know what Caitlin did to get. I don't. Maybe it's my fault. I don't know which one of us caused this, but we are somehow, our joint account is on prison talk.
Prison talk. We have custody talk, prison talk. Yeah. Drug bust talk.
I'm always logging in and I'm like, there's an, and I will watch them all. Like, I've gone down that rabbit hole so deeply. But then I've also dragged Caitlin into the One Direction fandom on TikTok often.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which is a fandom I only joined a year ago.
Oh, and they stopped like 2 years ago?
Yeah. I
the timeline, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I had not really taken time to consider One Direction until they had definitely all broken up and stopped making music together. And that's when I thought, this is something I need to get in on.
You're like, so there's no chance of anything new or I can never see them live. Now I'm in.
Time to be a stan. But their stans are really active on in a fun way on TikTok.
Yeah.
So did you get in on the ground floor? I've been absolutely delighted by all of your TikToks and I have so much fun watching
you. Thank you so much.
But were you an easy sell to get on TikTok or how did you find your way in?
Yeah, unfortunately, anything new and shiny is candy to me. And so I want to like be a part of it. I want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I joined quickly and I was like, oh, like, I'm not sure about this, like, whatever. And then I think, I mean, as we all know, like the pandemic and 2020, it just like, it made everyone just like become a TikTok comedian and TikTok content creator. And it just became like this place just to go. And you were like, I'm tired of looking at my parents. I'm just going to look at other people's parents on TikTok. Yeah.
I have watched a lot of other people's parents on TikTok. That is a wormhole I have crawled into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially on gay TikTok, I feel like it's just a lot of shock TikTok. It's like, mom, I eat ass. And the parent's like, stop talking about that at dinner. And like, that was
a big trend for a while when just like piss off your parents and be like, Jared, are you filming me for TikTok?
There are two accounts that are always in our feed. One of them is a guy who's always pranking his dad. And I think he has like 250 videos now of him pranking his dad. And I'm like, your dad, it really does not seem in on the joke. Like, you seem like you're just destroying your relationship with this poor man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get the one, the Filipino mom with her gay son and gay daughter. You know who I'm talking about?
I wish I knew their names.
But it's crazy that like, I'm like, know what's going on with them. But they have now like steered into a direction where I'm like, I don't know if this is authentic anymore. Mm, like you guys are like, you have a treatment for this TikTok, I can tell.
We want it authentic.
Rough outline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want it rough. We want
rough and raw.
Authentic.
Yeah. Rough and raw on TikTok.
There's a family, which I've actually tried to not look at in our joint account, Lauren, because it's so bad. But they have seven daughters, and then she's pregnant with their eighth child. It's a blended family, but the eighth child's going to be a boy. It's huge. The reverberations were heard around TikTok. But like she will live like her kids' parties, and she'll be like, someone screen grab this. And she's just telling her fans and followers to screen grab things so that she'll have pictures of her daughter's birthday party. Like, that's how she plans on going about it. They'll just like pause and she'll be like, screen grab. And then she just hopes that someone did it.
That's beautiful. Honestly, that's beautiful. No, it's so weird though. Like, there are like families that I feel like I'm a part of because I've been following them now on TikTok for like a year and like watching small children age. I feel creepy, but this little kid loves sushi and that's so fun that I know that about this kid.
Okay. But that little kid Gray who says, thank you, mama, is the cutest kid ever.
Gray is so cute. Thank you, mama. Oh, she's so cute. I love her so much. I probably watched Gray videos for like an hour the other night when I should have been sleeping.
Right. And there's also Dylan and Dakota. Mm-hmm. They're not twins, but they're like a year apart, which is like somehow cuter. And those are a little staged. They're a little staged because it'll be like, they got into the popcorn, but I don't know. It still works.
That's so weird. It's so weird. It's also TikTok for, I guess it's different for you too, because you share an account, but for me, it's such a solo activity. So like talking and making connections about people who like, it's like, I'm like, oh God, like tearing back this layer that I'm like, oh, we all know these specific people. Cause I'm thinking now, I'm like, I love that mom that packs her kids lunch and says like, oh yeah. Here's what we're eating for lunch today. And it's like the most ornate like bento box. And I'm like, it looks so beautiful.
I got really into it. I can't remember the account, but there is this account where she just does like really fancy bath times. And I found my way to bath talk for a while. And I was really, a couple of the things in my bathroom I purchased because I saw them on bath talk. I do have LED lights for my bathtub now.
How many things have you purchased from TikTok?
My LED bathtub lights, a couple of different bath bombs, and flowers that can go in the bath. Those are the three things that I've bought because of TikTok. Mm. And they're all from bath talk. Because this lady like has a link tree in her account and she sends you to the like where to order them right away.
Smart.
Mm. Yeah. And she's not even getting any kickbacks. She doesn't. She's just trying to be a good friend.
Wow.
Wow. That reminds me, I've been on Candle Talk and I kind of get there every now and then. Mm-hmm. There is an incredible girl on Candle Talk that in her bio, same thing, has like linked to a Google sheet with every candle that she has like sniffed, tried. I will share it with you if you're interested.
Yeah.
And she like breaks it out by like, what is the candle's throw, burn time, what are mixes of? And she also does dupes. And so because I'm a basic New Yorker, I love the Santal 33. And she is like Lalabo is obviously so expensive. Like there's this brand called Kaya that I learned about. Smells exactly the same. It's like $25. Love this girl.
Wow. People out there doing their community service.
We love it.
Sharing. Mm-hmm. We love it. Well, it's obvious. We could sit here and talk about our favorite families on TikTok all day, but I'm convinced you, Nathan, are an expert, which is why I know you're going to crush this game. I have a little game called FOMO or Whoa, No. So TikTok, as we know, is a playground of trends. People love to follow the leader. So I'm going to give you the name of a possible TikTok trend, and you're going to have to guess, is it real or is it not real yet? And so if you think it's real, you're going to say FOMO because we have a fear of missing out on this trend. If you don't think this trend has happened, you're going to say, whoa, no, hasn't happened yet. Okay.
Obsessed.
So I've got five different trends and you're going to tell me if they're FOMO or whoa, no. All right. This first one. Boo, a dance that uses the out of body filter to capture you in a freeze, then lets you keep dancing as if you were a ghost.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh whoa. Oh no.
FOMO. Apparently this is a thing people are doing.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Boo is real. All right. Here's the next one. Pass the salt shaker is a trend where people pass their literal salt shakers to friends while also saying something salty to them.
FOMO.
Whoa, no.
You were like, Nathan's going to be great at this. I'm like, well, I didn't know there was custody talk and bath talk. So I'm like, there definitely is condiment table talk.
That is a good idea, though, Lauren. You should start that
Thank
one.
Thank you. I'm going to start past the salt shaker.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Pass the salt. Because I knew if I did pass the phone, it'd be too easy. So I was like, what could I do? So pass the salt shaker. All right. What about trends like hashtag thrift flipped or hashtag upcycling, which are they or aren't they an insanely popular feature where users go to thrift stores to pick out outfits on the cheap? Is this something that is happening?
Yes. FOMO.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
absolutely.
I cannot get it off my feed. All right. What about hashtag home cafe? People use this hashtag to show off everything from their home pour over setups to their latte foam art.
FOMO.
Absolutely correct. All right. What about hashtag can't make a wife out of a hoe, where people try to turn ho-hos into sculptures of their significant others?
I really wish that was real, but that's a whoa, no. Oh, no.
It's a whoa, no. It's a whoa, no.
That is a good one.
How fun would that be, though?
You're good at thinking. Well,
thank you so much. I actually, this is me just trying to get a job at TikTok. I assume there's someone at TikTok whose job is to come up with hashtags, trends. I don't know.
There's an invisible hand we don't know about for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel there must be. And I would like to volunteer's tribute to be that invisible hand. Well, Nathan, you passed 3 out of 5. Congratulations.
That's good. Thank God.
That's a solid effort. So you can you've passed this course and you can maintain TikTok Illuminati status. So congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to take a quick break because I am going to send my resume to TikTok and see if I can get a job. And we'll be right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
All right, folks, we are back. And today, my thesis is a little loose today. I more come to you hoping you'll have answers for me, because I don't necessarily have answers today. Sometimes I come in hot with an answer, but today I more have a question. And I should frame this thesis today by saying I was pretty slow to get on board with TikTok. In fact, part of the reason Caitlin and I share an account is I don't really make them a lot. I do love to lurk and watch now. But I remember before it was TikTok, when it was Musical.ly, those ads freaked me out. I don't know why, those Musical.ly ads that were always in your Facebook page, yeah, they freaked me out. I didn't like it. I was turned off. So I was slow. But I have, over the last year or so, really clearly fallen in love with TikTok. And part of it is because, as someone who loves the culture of being a stan of different things, I love how easily and quickly you can connect with other stans, and that there's a lot of celebrating different things. And I also like that you get to see celebrities in a different way. A big entry point for me was Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey on TikTok was like, oh, I get what this could be. I get this, what this can be now. Thank you, Mariah. Mariah was sort of my gateway drug. Flash forward to now, I am obsessed with a particular celebrity TikTok account, and I can't quite figure out why I love it so much. And I'm hoping that today you can help me understand why I have fallen into stan with this. I can't stop scrolling through Jason Ritter's TikTok. I can't stop. And if you're sitting there going, Jason Ritter, who? Jason Ritter is an American actor, best known for his roles on Joan of Arcadia, Gravity Falls, Kevin Saves the World, Parenthood, Frozen 2. He's also the son of Three's Company's John Ritter. And his content on Twitter can only be described as completely unhinged. I'm going to share with you just a few clips from Jason in hopes that you can help me unpack what it is about this account that has truly captivated me. So I'm going to play just a couple of TikToks for you. Here's the first one.
Lauren.
Meow.
I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I'm really upset.
So, to the listeners who might be wondering what they just heard, Caitlin, Nathan, how would you describe that video visually? Well,
we've got a classic duet TikTok that's been duetted six times, where Jason is holding a cat keyboard and duetting himself with cat noises and cat sounds.
And using a lot of filters. So that's one video. That's not what it all is. Though looking at his feed right now, you're probably thinking, is that all he does? Because there's like so many different videos of him with the cat piano. But there is diversity on this page. Here is another video.
Hey, guys. So I finally got the leggings that everybody's talking about. And...
Look,
you guys.
What? Okay. So again, in your words, what did you just witness?
That was someone misunderstanding the assignment. And thinking that they're funny by like making fun of like the TikTok legging trend. But instead just like, but like physically he just showed his ankles or whatever and said that. It was that one was kind of sad though.
I would agree. I would agree. It does make me feel sad, too. All right. Just a couple more, and then I will get your official findings on why we think I keep coming back to this account. So for context on this next one, there's a longstanding bit he's been doing that he was invited to join the Illuminati.
Confirmed! Yes! Oh my gosh, you guys, I am so excited. Last week at the Superflower Blood Moon, I put my little application into the cat flap at the Washington Monument. There's no cat flap at the Washington Monument. And look what I got today! Whee! This cool sweatshirt, Illuminati. Okay, let's see what I'll unbox it in front of you guys. Lots of secret papers, can't show you that. hand sanitizer. That's nice of them. Berry scented. Yum. I love berries. I don't know who this guy is, but I'm sure I'll find that out. Oh, look at this pen. Oh, that's so fun.
Okay. Yep.
So oh my gosh. Was, little coffee packets to keep me awake.
An initiation
that's
packet.
So sweet.
To the Illuminati. And it just keeps going. It just keeps going. There are so many more. There's a lot of Illuminati follow-ups. I guess I'll do one final one, and then I would love... This is the last one I'll subject you to, and then I want to know why you think I can't stop looking at this account.
Right, it's a great question. Okay.
So he's holding up something. He says, I have to tell you something sad, but I've only had three pieces of paper. And that's it. That's it. He just has a piece of paper that says, I have to tell you something sad, but I only have three pieces of paper. And the last picture is a drawing that of shapes. So
that last one has a joke, at least, right? There's a joke mm-hmm. there. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mm-hmm. think I've seen other versions of that. So that's like a meme.
Someone else's
kind
joke.
Of. Well, it's kind mm-hmm. of like a meme. And he's kind of like getting in on something. So he's more communal minded. Whereas I feel like in those mm-hmm. first two, he was trying to drive people away.
It does feel like,
This is not what I expected.
I'm confused. I'll be honest with you both. I'm confused. I've always liked Jason Ritter's work. I've never been a huge fan. He's been a part of a lot of content I like, but I've never been like obsessed with him. I've never been overly invested. So I don't quite know how or why I even found him on TikTok. He just showed up in my feed one day. And I clicked on him and I just keep going back for more. And it's strange because an artist who when I was in grad school, I worked with, there was this director named Robert Wilson, and he has a very specific aesthetic and he was a very challenging art person to work with, but he always said the more you hate the audience, the more you they love you. Mm. And for some reason, I keep hearing Robert's voice in my head right. when I'm watching Jason Ritter's TikTok, because I don't feel particularly welcomed by what he's doing. I don't feel like he necessarily wants to be there. It almost feels like someone is forcing him to do TikToks every day. I don't know if it's his children or his agent. But it's like, it's anti-talk almost.
Wow. Yes.
But I can't stop coming back. Help me.
I am surprised. You've told me before that you love this account, and I was expecting something very different. I kind of familiar with your celebrity crushes. You like a Paul Rudd type, you know, I feel like a nice guy. I was expecting this to be cute and light material. And that's not what I got. I got someone trying to harm.
Trying to harm. Yeah. And also trying to harm on TikTok, Jason Derulo. Like, I thought you were going to go that direction. Or Kristen Chenoweth. This was very wild to pull out. My initial gut reaction was like, Lauren loves cringe comedy. But then hearing you speak about it, that's not the case.
No.
It's not the case.
You know, his dad was in the movie Problem Child.
He was.
And you have to wonder if he was basing his acting choices there off of his experience from raising Jason, who was doing this kind of stuff, maybe.
I mean, I guess that is part of the appeal, is that both Jason and his father, John, have this very like clean cut, boy next door, good guy energy. And typically those are the kinds of roles they play. So to stumble upon him in the darkest corners of TikTok and find him it's just unhinged. There's no other word but unhinged. And I just can't stop watching those. Like, some of those videos I've like watched so many times, I'm truly embarrassed.
If you see a fire somewhere, are you like are you watching that fire?
Yes,
sometimes as a kid, definitely.
Okay. Got it.
I was the kid at sleepovers, like my friend Kelly Kerr, shout out, whenever you had a sleepover at Kelly Kerr's house, you would try to see what you could set on fire. Like, we set pizzas on fire and things like that.
Wow.
We lived in Oklahoma, so.
So one.
Say less. Say less.
Yeah.
Burning pizza. You're in Oklahoma, babe.
So, yeah, I don't know if. I don't know. I don't know what is so compelling about it, but that is one of my favorite TikTok accounts.
Right. Well, I want to say thank you for being honest and strong.
Okay.
You know, the Brené Brown of it all, the shame versus vulnerability. You are vulnerable right now.
Thank you.
You know, so you are getting stronger.
Yeah. I'm curious, are there any celebrities on TikTok that you love, not because they're doing like top-notch quality content, but in fact, because of the opposite. Do you have a Jason Ritter in your feed? Well, I know Caitlin has one literally because Jason, I share an account, but
it's hard for me because it so feels like their agent is being like, you need to TikTok. And they're like, here I go. And it is all like that. Like I can't think of someone. If you said it, I would be like, oh yeah, sure. But like, I can't think of someone off the top of my head who is doing it well, who is famous. I think that's part of the allure for me, is that like there is a kid in Oklahoma setting shit on fire, but being really funny about it. And like, that's why I go to TikTok.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it is. It is definitely one of the few social media platforms right now where celebrity isn't necessarily king, and that's cool. It's making its own kings and queens.
Yeah. You know who shows up in our feed sometimes that I can't decide how I feel about their content is Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
Definitely yes. Feels like her husband agent said, we got to get on the talk, babe. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's not like she's like bad at it though, but there's something, I don't know.
You know who I think is genuinely doing a good job with it? It's not cringy, but I genuinely think it's funny. They don't have a lot. They just started. I'm hoping they'll do more. But Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, he would get it.
He gets it. And it's very funny. And, you know, he gets the whole It's Always Sunny crew in. And mostly it's them shitting on him for being on TikTok. They're like, stop. Nobody wants this from you. And that, to me, is fun.
I'm going to add Nick Kroll. I don't know if he's popped on your TikTok. He's great. He's great, period. But like on TikTok, he's funny.
Lizzo does a good job.
Oh, Lizzo is so good. I love Lizzo.
I feel like she's like a TikTok pioneer, right? Like she is one of like she made it her own and like, you know, did the thing. To add to that, Lil Nas X is so great on TikTok.
Oh,
too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forget he's a celebrity outside of
outside of TikTok.
I do have to thank Lizzo personally because she was going through a phase where she was instead of bread, she was using collard greens for sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And she got me on that track. And I just have to say thank you. Like, I didn't know what I was missing. So thank you for giving me collard greens for my sandwiches.
There you go. Think beyond the lettuce wrap.
Think beyond the lettuce wrap. Well, thank you all for indulging me. I'm sorry that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for apologizing.
I showed you those images.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I did that to you.
We can move forward now that you've apologized.
Yeah.
It's in the past. In the past.
Okay. But tonight when we end recording and I immediately open up TikTok to go to Jason's page.
Oh no.
I guess I have something to talk about in therapy tomorrow, you know?
And there you go. I'm cursed too. I feel like I'm going to open my TikTok and he's going to be the first thing I see on my FYP. And I'm going to be like, fuck you, Morrison.
May the ghost of Jason Ritter haunt you forever on TikTok. But speaking of celebrities on TikTok, Caitlin, you've got a great game today.
Yeah, you know what? This is so aligned with what we were just discussing. We're going to have a game called Star Talk or TikTok You Don't Stop by Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie, who recently got in on the TikTok game and is okay at it. So Nathan, I'm going to give you some celebs that are not on TikTok yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on TikTok. But we want to guess or sort of like help them. If they were going to start tomorrow, I want you as a TikTok star to tell them, you know, what kind of TikTok should they try to get into? What sort of trends, what memes do we want to see these people jump in? Okay.
Obsessed.
Person is not on, and I think she should be, Bridget Everett.
Oh my God. Okay. I want to see Bridget Everett like stoning garments and I want to see her going to Mood. Okay. Cause she loves a billowy dress. I want to see her go to Mood, like Project Runway style. I want to see her on a sewing talk where she's just like flipping dresses, stoning them, bedazzle even, fringe. That's what I want to see her doing.
Oh, amazing. Okay. How about Solange?
Solange? Oh, I would love Solange to do some like ASMR TikTok. She's such a beautiful voice. And I feel like she would really, really blow up on that page. But not what that you would expect, though. You know, I don't want like whispering. I want like object work, like, you know.
Wow. Nails and almost stuff. Foley work.
Yeah.
awesome. What about Audra McDonald?
oh my God, icon, Broadway icon. I want, oh, I feel like Audra, I would, what Lauren was talking about earlier, the home cafe talk, I would love for her to do that, but like with how she takes care of her throat, like what's her throat routine? And I want hashtag throat routine to trend.
Give me throat talk.
Throat
talk. That would be, throat talk needs throat to talk. Happen. And then we'll need to get Celine. BD Wong.
Oh, okay. These people are all great people.
Don't we want to see them all? We would follow all.
Yeah. Okay. There's like, this sounds bad because BD Wong and the first thing I went to was gay talk stuff. But like, there are like those annoying gay men on TikTok who are like, here's what you need to have for a bottom diet. And like, they're like, here is like fun things to cook. And so I feel like he'd have some like fun cooking angle directed towards the gay audience.
Wow. Love it. Okay. And really finally, like John Waters.
Oh my God. Okay. I just want John. There's this kid on TikTok who he does lip syncing to this woman who's like making dishes, like dinner and stuff. And she's like, and then I grab the bowl and then I get the lettuce. And it sounds like that. And the kid is like very enthusiastically making weird faces while lip syncing. And I feel like John Waters just has a beautiful face and I'd love to see him lip sync.
Wow. These would all be great TikToks. These would all be viral. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Nathan. We of have course. Helped these celebrities. Mm-hmm. They all are regular listeners, so they'll hear.
Well, and the thing is like the celebrities need our help more than ever before.
Oh, so much, so much in general, let alone on TikTok. I think they need to do it themselves. Like, I worry with like the Reese of it all that like an assistant is putting together a lot of the videos. I think that's detracting from the experience. Like, you can feel that. Like, she's not fully engaging with the app. That's what it is. All right. Solve that. And let's just take a quick commercial break so I can DM Reese what I think is going wrong.
Wow. We are back. But barely. Reese's team came in hot. They were feeling attacked. And Caitlin.
Yeah. I mean, it was like.
We might be blacklisted now.
Yeah. It was like when she got pulled over that one time. I mean, she went on us hard.
She went on us hard. That was, I've never been so scared.
But I hope she still takes the note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all we can do is hope now. It's in God's hands now.
When she asked us who we are, if we knew who she was, that's when I got really scared.
I saw you. It looked like your eyes started to well up. Mm-hmm. It was wild. I didn't expect her to hop on the video option on Instagram. So like that was crazy.
That was scary.
That's why they made that so that celebs can clap back harder.
Mm-hmm. that clap back reverberated around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyways, Caitlin, you've got an important thesis to share today.
Thank you. I'm gonna say, my thesis is that TikTok achieves inclusion through allowing people to copy each other.
Oh my God.
So one of the weirdest things when I started looking at TikTok is how many of, like, it's one thing to be a meme, but sometimes people will just do the same joke. Exactly. Or sometimes people are just lip syncing stand-ups. And that's odd. But here's the thing. I kind of think it's great. I kind of think it's like old school vaudeville where you can just like, you make it your own, you know? And as long as no one's like, I don't think anyone's getting like any like huge Hollywood deals off of copying. So I don't think it's like money-wise, it doesn't matter. And I like that TikTok is so inclusive of so many creators. And I think in a way, even though I find the app very hard to use, content-wise, it isn't that demanding all the time. Like some people, I mean, the fact that there's multiple introduce yourself memes, you know, there's multiples of those. So it's like literally you can get on the app and introduce yourself with your name, your age, your favorite color. And I think that's cool. And I really like the diversity you see on TikTok through so many areas of the country and the world, so many different types of creators that I think, unfortunately, people are told like way too young that they like aren't a creative person or can't contribute in that way. And I feel like TikTok really works against that, especially because Like on Instagram, everything is so manicured. And Twitter, which is kind of dying, you have to be like clever or sharp. But like with TikTok, people's houses look like shit. I love it. Like people's lives are messy. People just turn on the camera. It's like you don't have to be perfect to be a part of it. And there's just so many weird, like we've talked about the different corners of TikTok, but like I love, and I've now made Lauren watch through our joined app, the account Sylvania Drama, which is a woman who takes the little calico critters toys and does sort of small movies with them that are sort of sociopathic and outrageous in nature. But when I was looking up that, like other people do that too. Like I kind of assume she was the first because she's the most popular, but I actually don't know. And other people just saw that and were like, oh, I have those in the basement. Again, during the pandemic, probably they're like staying with their mom and they're like, oh, we have those. I'll do it too. And it's like, yes, on the one hand, eventually they should get their own thing, but I kind of like that there's these like homages through different accounts. And it's like, I guess again, like I think the ways we put so much emphasis on like originality when it comes to creativity, which of course is if you want to be in the MoMA or get an Oscar, you got to do that. But like, if I think people should allow more creativity in their lives, and I like that TikTok is accepting of that.
I love that. I have consistently and constantly been saying that if you put something on TikTok, it doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to the community, mm-hmm. and people mm-hmm. can take it and do whatever they want with it and make it their own. And I love what you said that about like it's helping people be creative who may not get to be creative because you're like extending an arm to them to like, here's like an easy way to do it. That said, I have been burned by TikTok because
oh, no.
I have made like a joke before or something. And then, you know, it like pops off on TikTok. And then, you know, a 14-year-old girl does the same thing and it gets more views. And I'm like, right. Motherfucker. Yeah. But also.
How dare she?
I think you're right. I think you're right at the end of the day.
I mean, it is strange to want to just do the exact same joke, but like, whatever. Mm-hmm. like there's one where it's like, this is custody talk. there's one where it's like, I told my kid's father that he needs to take them for this weekend. And then he reminded me, we're still married. And like, I've seen like 8 women do the same thing. They add nothing to it. But it's like, I guess they just wanted to express themselves that way by that doing that joke. It's like, okay.
I think I think what you said is like there are people coming from different communities, right, who are all doing comedy on TikTok or at least yeah. in comedy mm-hmm. talk. Because I feel like that's the only place where you can steal jokes, I guess. But like, you know, I think us coming from like a comedy community and space in like New right. York, you're so cognizant of like, is this completely original. Is this my mm-hmm. work? Like, is no one else doing this? And so when it happens on TikTok, it's always just like, it's like jarring a little bit because you're like, oh. Yeah.
Well, I had this art teacher in like 10th or 11th grade that like the first day he was like, well, how many of you are artists? Like a couple people raise their hand or whatever. Are any of you singers? Like a couple people. And he's like, if you were 7 years old, all of you would have raised your hand at every question. But you're 14, 15, whatever. So you've been told you're not these things already, which like that always stayed with me because it's like, yeah, sure. You're an artist. Do you do art? Then you are. Like you can choose to be that. And I like that. I think TikTok is like strangely revolutionary in that way.
I think that there's something interesting in like when I hear people who are not necessarily working in creative fields that are really into TikTok, one of the things that they seem to really like is like, I don't know, I was with my friend's kids last week and they're 2 and 7 and there's always this fear of like, I want this, I want to always make sure that me and my sister have the same thing, right? And so like in their family, they always say same, right? To keep the kids like cool and like calm. And while you were talking, it made me think about that. It's like, I think there's something really cool for a lot of people when they see someone make a joke that like hits them. It's like, oh, I want to do that joke too. So that you know that like, I get it, right? Like I'm doing yeah. it to like celebrate yeah. that we're in on this together, right?
Like, that's cool.
I don't know. there's something, I don't know, there's something about like thinking about little Lucy and Calvin being like same, same, that I like, there's that, it's that same impulse I think people are having.
That's smart.
Not always.
Yeah.
I don't think that's everybody. There are some people that are also just like lazy and want to steal someone else's success. But I think more often than not, though, it's people like looking for that connection and community. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe
a great
point.
Maybe
I'm just being hopeful.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. That it's a way, it's like, I'm a fan of this. Like, I'm covering it in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely.
That's so interesting. Oh, this is great. I like, I think that's like such an interesting perspective because, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm just burned by being in comedy because like I've had people, mm-hmm. like I, you know, do sketch and like I've had people like reach out being like, oh, can I have that monologue that you did? And I'm like, no, but like, that's not how it works.
Yeah. No, dude. Can't have my whole ass monologue unless you want to send me a check.
Right. And so, yeah, but I think the way you said that is great. Yes, it is just people trying to find a community, find common ground. And yes, all my jokes are free now, everyone.
Do all of Nathan's characters. They're all free.
Take it back. Quick.
Put them in your SNL submission. It's fine.
Oh. Oh, no. I love that, though. Like, do either of you, like, speaking of that, what are some of your favorite trends that you've either participated in or just watched on TikTok?
I like making, like, I guess just doing my take of, like, just trends and, like, making them, like, putting a joke on them. I really loved the what I would wear at the front row of a fashion show TikTok, where it's just, like, people doing, because I also love fashion, and so, like, people, like,
yeah,
nodding to designers based off of what they're wearing and their own stuff is really fun. And I really loved that TikTok. And I did my own take on it, but instead of, I did it like I was working at every fashion show. So I was just in all black and like handing out pamphlets and setting up the seats. So, I love that trend and I had to hop on it, as the kids say.
You know, you are such a kid yourself when you say it. Caitlin, have you had any favorite ones that you've watched or participated in?
Let's see. I mean, I like any that are obviously like from this podcast, anything that like are deep pop culture memory ones. Like, mm-hmm. Does anyone remember the show? Like, they'll be like part 39, like shows no one remembers.
I do love that.
And sometimes they're dumb because it'll be like Fresh Prince. It's like, no, everyone remembers that. You just did this for likes. But sometimes there's really some deep cuts and you're like, wow.
That is one of my favorite things. There's an account, I'm gonna have to look it up afterwards to remember what it's called, but there's an account that finds like commercials from like the 80s and 90s, and I'm like, I could watch this,
I know,
all day. Those are all great. Day every day.
I also just, and like,
my truth,
how like music has like this sounds like obvious, but like music on TikTok is so interesting because it truly, like you just said, Fresh Prince, like the Fresh Prince theme song is like now one of like the most popular songs because of this dance that everyone's doing, or like random like mid-aught songs that just weird just become popular again and then chart again because of like that. And I think that's like,
that's so true.
Cool.
What is something that you like would love to see trending again? What is like a song or something that you're like, it deserves to have another moment, TikTok, come find it?
I mean, I love Broadway, so I'm like, let's get the King and I trending, you guys. Like, that's great. That's great, right? Like,
I love that.
Like, I love the King and I.
Who's doing the Sound of Music challenge? Like, what?
The Getting to Know You.
The Getting to Know
You. Yeah. Oh my God, I would love that. Classic Broadway challenge. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm into it. I co-sign.
But I mean, that's not to say that there isn't a shit ton of Broadway talk. My favorite being Elphaba compilations, just of like one note. Like, it's like one note, yes, from one each actress, and it's just super
Those
cut.
Are crazy.
I love
Those
that.
Are the best. I love a super cut. I love a super cut. So great. Oh, that is so great. I feel like I can't believe it hasn't had a moment. If it's had a moment on TikTok, I missed it. But I do think it's insane that I have not seen Shaggy's It Wasn't Me having a moment on TikTok. And that's something I keep hoping will happen. So
that's a great idea.
I would love an It Wasn't Me on TikTok moment.
If this had a moment, I missed it, but The Boy Is Mine.
Yeah.
Do fun duets. Mm-hmm. You could do, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's my first idea.
I love that.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
I think Brandy just got on TikTok.
Oh, did she?
I think I saw her on TikTok. So maybe the moment is coming. Maybe the moment is coming.
She could do Sitting Up in My Room, too. That's another great one.
Would love.
I feel like you could see things. People could show off their rooms.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a MTV Cribs, but on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know. You
Crib
know.
Talk.
Crib Talk. Crib Talk. I love it. Well, Nathan, before we say goodbye, are there any TikTok accounts, TikTok trends, feelings about TikTok that you feel like we need to address before we say goodbye today? Any last thoughts on the wonderful world that is TikTok?
No, I think there's like, be a part of it. You have to like get into it, right? Like if you're not, like, I feel like there's so many people who, I mean, for me, it's like eye roll and people are like, oh, like there's too many apps, like blah, blah, blah. It's like, just join in on the fun and like get into it. And I love how particular it is. I love dog talk, which I mean, and I've seen so many weird dogs. There's this, actually, I'm gonna share. There's this one dog that I'm obsessed with right now that is huge. And her name is Iris or Eris, I guess her name is.
Okay.
The handle is at Erizoi. And I'm just gonna show the two of you.
Beautiful dog.
She's just a horse. But the funny thing is the caption is just take a moment for yourself, rest, and let the world sit still. And it's just the dog sitting in the rain on the deck. And I'm just beautiful. But this is somehow a dog.
No.
It looks like that animal from Neverending Story.
Yes, very that.
Oh my
very
god,
that.
Yes. Oh, Neverending Story. That should have a moment on TikTok too. Come on.
Yeah, that feels like it could be funny, that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've never liked the breed Pekingese before TikTok, mm-hmm. but there's a dog named at Dez Peek, DEZPEKE.
Okay.
And there's a viral TikTok of this woman walking her dog in a stroller. And she's like, and some man like stopped. She tells a story about some man stopping her and being like, is that a wig? And like, she reveals like, it's the dog. And then the man just says, I thought that was a witch, or he looks like a witch. And it's just, it's the stupidest video, but I go back to it. It's the one TikTok I go back to.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, Nathan, for all of our stans who have become stans of you today, mm-hmm. where can they find you? What's your handle? How can we see you more online and in person?
Wow. Well, on TikTok, you can follow me at Secure the Gag, which happens to also be the name of my podcast, where I interview queer comedians about their comedy, and we break down like it's less about like who you are and like how you became who you are and like how you create comedy. And so people can listen to that. And I'm at Nathan K. Pearson on everything else. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well,
this was just an absolute delight. I've been loving your TikToks, and it's so nice to actually meet you today.
Me too.
Got to meet a TikTok star today. It's so exciting.
And a glow-up fan.
glow-up fan. That's my number one credit, actually.
Yeah, well, when you do finish the season, please let at any point while you're watching, you've got someone to talk to about it.
FabFitFun.
I also have a membership to FabFitFun. Wow. Amazing. Well, Nathan, thank you so much. And Stans, you know we're on all the socials. We're at WeStanSocial everywhere. Let us know. What do you think we should get into next month? What ideas, what topics, what guests should we chat with and chat about? Hit us up. And also, you know what? We love more than anything. We love a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
So do yourself a favor and go write a nice little 5-star review and we'll read it on the next show.
Mm-hmm. We'll do a TikTok of it.
We'll do a TikTok. Because you know what? TikTok, you don't stop. Bye, Stans.
Bye.
Bye.
Michelle Gellar, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Now the Backstreet Boys are all grown up with their own.
Forever, whatever,
taking the guilty out of pleasure.
together.